been fun to watch so far. A lot of great marks. Got some good teams in town. This Invite on the boys' side is going to be a fun one to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, I think just year in and year out, the teams that come to the Zorn just creates a really competitive field across, you know, all events. You look at the track, there's going to be some great races. And you move to the field, there's going to be some great events with really, really high-caliber athletes competing against each other.
I tell you, some of your standouts, you got a bunch of them. I tell you, Jonathan Davis in the 200 and the 400, that young man is having a great start of the season in those two events, isn't he?
Yeah, it's fun to see John have a good year. You know, he's a veteran for us. He's a senior, so kind of what we anticipated this year. So it is good to see him start the season well.
Of course, he's part of some relays as well, and especially that 4x4. I know that was a battle between the Swedes and the Bison up at Broken Bow, and both teams they go with 3:30. Of course, you had Minden, we'll see what they did in that meet, going with 3:25, but you got to be pleased that 4x4 is in a good spot right now.
Very good. Yeah, that 3:30 this early in the year, we're really, really happy with that. And kind of it'll be a repeat of last week. Minden now comes to the Zorn, so it is their first year coming to the Dutch Zorn. So that event, I think, is going to be a dogfight as well. I'm liking where we're at with this group of boys on that relay. We're a little deeper than we have been in the past, so we can kind of throw some kids on there maybe this week that weren't on there last week and maybe mix it up a little bit.
I tell you, it doesn't matter girls or boys, the Swedes are tough in the distance races, and you've got a young sophomore in the mile and 2 mile that's kind of leading the way and having some pretty good times early.
Yeah, Tyler, you know, he lives and breathes cross country and track, and it's fun to see a kid like that have the success he's had because he just works really hard all year on it. The success of our cross country team, obviously Coach Neal does an amazing job with that, and he's our distance coach on the track team, so that kind of carries over. So we're just really fortunate. They really enjoy distance running, and Tyler is kind of the captain of that squad, so they follow him closely. You add a freshman in Bryson Neal's in there, and we feel very strong from the 400 to the 2 mile.
Evan Johnson on the hurdles is coming along, and the highs and the 300-meter hurdles lowering that time each and every meet he goes to.
Yeah, and we're looking for that continued improvement throughout the year. He's had a little bit more success in the 300s in the past, his freshman and sophomore years, but we're starting to see some really big improvements in the highs, which is an event I think we need to get some points in if we want to compete in the team race on Thursday.
Gothenburg, always known for Falters, Coach, and you've got a couple of boys starting to move on up 13, closing on a 14 here pretty soon.
Yeah, and that event in particular in the field is going to be crazy. You add Cozad Boston Irish, you add the Aurora Volter, they're both at 15.7, 15.9, I think, and then you add our two boys, 13.9, 13.10. Going to be a crazy competition. Coach Ambler does a great job for us. And like you said, we've been known to have vaulters, and that doesn't change this year.
I tell you, that vault might go on for a while, considering all the great ones. It might take a while to complete that one.
For sure. And then, you know, I failed to mention Holdridge usually has a couple good vaulters. It's going to take over 13 maybe to get a medal.
I know I touched on the 4x4. Boy, your 4x8, the 4x8s, you know, that's starting to lower some time a little bit more, and even that 4x1, you got a lot of teams right there in the 44s and closing in the 43s. You're gonna have Sydney in town with 42.7. That's gonna be a fun one to watch.
That 4x1's always fun to watch, and then when you can assemble a field who, you know, sub 45 for most of them, that just makes those handoffs, you know, even more important.
Well, it's going to be a big day, Coach. We're hoping for the weather, the temperature's going to be okay. The winds hopefully would be at a minimum. You get a lot of folks out, and it's almost a little kind of like a district preview a little bit with all those Western teams coming over, isn't it?
Right, yeah. It always is a good – Scott's Bluff started coming a couple years ago, and they've been a great addition. So we make the span of, you know, Scott's Bluff to Aurora. are perennially very good at track and field all get to come to Gothenburg on Thursday for hopefully a great day.
I know as we're speaking right now, you've got a junior high meet coming up. And, of course, you guys are, I know, looking forward to, as we talked to Coach Reeves about this, the junior high state meet. Boy, that's a great spectacle once again for you guys here in about a month or so.
Yeah, and all credit to Jim Clark on that. But that event has just become something that, one, I think our track program is really proud of, but the entire community of Gothenburg is really proud of. We try really hard to provide a first-class experience for those young kids, and I think they walk away with that experience. And if you've ever been to it, it is a really cool event that we love hosting.